Welcome back. Thanks for joining us for today's Christian Science Daily Lift. Trevor Yates is a Christian Science practitioner from New York, New York.
I was talking with a friend who plays piano. He, like me, is a Christian Scientist. He said, "A lot of practice is required to play a Beethoven concerto well." And then he indicated that he thought the same is true for those who practice Christian Science. He's not wrong, but that made me think, how long does it take to change a thought? 1 Corinthians in the Bible answers this question with the promise, "In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, we shall be changed." Spiritual healing is really about changing thought. Since God is spirit, God's creation is His image and likeness, so we are entirely spiritual. As a spiritual idea, we are governed by divine laws of good. If something seems out of step with God's law of good, then we need only be reminded of man's entirely spiritual nature. This shift in thought can happen in an instant and result in healing. Recently, when I was flying, as the plane descended, we encountered turbulence. I've experienced turbulence before and never felt uncomfortable. However, this time, I was feeling really unsettled. But in a shorter amount of time than it took me to say all of this, I felt God's love for me. Rather than thinking about the body, the stomach, and the plane's movements, I leaned in and listened, expectantly. I've learned from my study of Christian Science that solutions always come when we turn away from the physical and embrace who we really are as God's spiritual creation. In the face of that infinite love that is God, the body's suggestions had no power, and the symptoms went away in seconds. I enjoyed this feeling of being so loved so much that I just basked in it. Interestingly, the turbulence on the plane also stopped. That healing took no time at all. True, I've spent a lot of time studying the Bible, and a book that has opened up the Bible for me, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by author Mary Baker Eddy. And that spiritual practice does help open the door wide to healing experiences. But healing is available to us all today. We can expect it.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA, copyright 2026.